From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. At least 80 people are dead in central Baghdad following multiple explosions. That's according to Iraqi officials. Dozens of others have been wounded in the attacks. The BBC's Natalia Antalava reports from Baghdad.
The number of explosions from what we're hearing now is 5. We heard 3 of them very clearly here from where we are. They happened in different neighborhoods of Baghdad. Most of them, it seems, targeted government buildings. One of them took place next to the Labor Ministry, another next to the Ministry of the Interior, another one next to the Institute of Fine Arts. 4 out of 5 explosions took place at the same time. It seems that police sources are telling us that all of these were car bombs.
The BBC's Natalia Antalava in Baghdad. Today, President Obama's top commander and top diplomat in Afghanistan are making the rounds of Capitol Hill. It's the first of 3 days of hearings on the new strategy for Afghanistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly has more.
The testimony of General Stanley McChrystal and Ambassador Carl Eikenberry has been much anticipated by Congress. Today they'll appear first before the House Armed Services Committee, then after lunch before the Senate Armed Services Panel. Both men are expected to back the president's troop surge and the 2011 timeframe to start bringing troops home. But the testimony may be interesting to watch, given that McChrystal and Eikenberry haven't always agreed on strategy in Afghanistan. McChrystal argued forcefully for more troops and a fully resourced counterinsurgency campaign, while Eikenberry privately opposed the troop buildup. The challenge for the duo today will be persuading lawmakers that they're now both fully on board with the president's war plan. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration says the Troubled Asset Relief Program, known as TARP, will cost about $200 billion less than the White House estimated last summer. President Obama said yesterday he'd like to use some of that federal bailout money to curb the double-digit unemployment rate and create jobs.
Are there selective approaches that are consistent with the original goals of TARP? For example, making sure that small businesses are still getting lending that would be appropriate in accelerating job growth.
But in order to do that, the administration and its allies on Capitol Hill would have to find a way to get around a provision of the bailout legislation requiring money that's paid back by banks or left over be used only for reducing the federal deficit. Japanese stock prices fell today after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke warned that the U.S. economy would continue to struggle. The Nikkei average was down by 27 points or 0.3%. Oil prices fell below $74 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for January delivery was down by 6 cents to $78.87 a barrel. This is NPR News. Japan's government has unveiled a new $81 billion economic stimulus package amid skepticism from analysts. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Struggling to shore up its fragile economic recovery, Japan's announced a new stimulus package worth about 1.5% of GDP. It had been expected last week, but was delayed by a small coalition partner's demands for more generous spending. Democratic Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama has suffered waning popularity and wants to bolster his position ahead of elections next year. But analysts say they have no idea how this spending will be financed, since the Japanese government has vowed not to increase its already huge debt burden. They've also raised doubts about the effectiveness of such a stimulus package, since Tokyo's economic problems are compounded by deflation, a strong yen, and anemic external demand for Japanese products. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
According to an annual report from the American Cancer Society, cancer death rates in the U.S. continue to decline. It also predicts potentially dramatic drops in colon and rectal cancer deaths. Top researchers reporting for the American Cancer Society say that they're optimistic because of better screening for and treatment of colon and rectal cancer. Together, they are the third leading U.S. cancer killers, taking an estimated 50,000 lives this year. However, the battle has been a growing success, with the death rate down roughly 20% in the last 10 years. And the new report says the death rate will drop even more over the next decade, and by 2020, the rate could be half what it was in 2000. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.